Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. When we come back from the break, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Nedra Dodds about the Brazilian butt lift, the good, the bad, and the evil.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at upliftwomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-9000. 964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to Empower Women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.
Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. My guest today is a native of Chattanooga, Tennessee. She graduated from Meharry Medical College in Nashville with honors. Our guest is the president of Opulence Aesthetic Medicine and has been in practice for more than 18 years. She holds numerous certifications and memberships to prestigious national and international medical organizations. Her office is located in Kennesaw, Georgia. We are honored to have on the phone today a woman who is the title sponsor for the upcoming third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit, Dr. Nedra Dodds. Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. Well, it looks like we might be having a little technical difficulty with Dr. Nedra Dodds. So in the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit to be held at the Porter Sanford III Performing Arts Center in Decatur, Georgia. It looks like Dr. Dodds just got on the line. Dr. Dodds, welcome back to Spark Plug Radio. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning.
Are you ready to talk about the Brazilian butt lift, the good, the bad, and the evil?
I don't know if I ever stop talking about it, so let's get started.
All right. Well, Dr. Dodds, tell our listeners, what exactly is a Brazilian butt lift?
Well, the term Brazilian butt lift has pretty much taken on a life of its own, although it was intended to represent a type of injection procedure that physicians did using the patient's body fat, or in other countries, a type of body filler. So now anything that involves enlarging the butt, people refer to it as a Brazilian butt lift. But the reality of it is the most common procedure that's done in the United States is actually taking someone's own body fat and actually transferring it to the buttock area in regions where people may be devoid of tissue, and somewhere in the middle they meet with an agreement of expected size.
Okay. Well, Dr. Dodds, how safe is the Brazilian butt lift procedure?
Well, it is essentially a relatively safe procedure. However, all medical procedures do carry some risks. So, like with anything, there's a risk of infection. There is a risk of deformity of the skin if people don't follow their instructions properly. And then there's rare complications where the fat can actually get into the bloodstream of the patient and can travel and probably cause blood clots. But those are, we're talking less than 1% of those types of risks.
Are there any potential risk factors for the butt lift that should be addressed? in addition to what you just shared with us?
Well, the main thing is following the post-operative instructions, which would involve being aware that this procedure was done, so you don't want any pressure over the buttock area for a couple of weeks. That's why the patients are told not to sit directly on the buttocks or to lay down and sleep on the buttocks, because that type of pressure would actually affect the blood supply as the healing is starting in that tissue area, and that by itself could cause the fat cells to die, and the pools of fat alone could actually cause infection.
Right. Is there any such thing as an ideal candidate for the Brazilian butt lift?
Well, an ideal candidate is truly a man or a woman whose body is actually slightly deformed, I want to say absent of tissue in the gluteal region, meaning they have no symmetry from their body. So they can have usually a protuberant large belly and adequate legs and actually have no buttocks. And the reason why most people seek this procedure out is to actually attain a youthful look of their body.
Okay. Well, in your experience, who is the butt lift typically for? Is it for the woman getting it, or maybe a boyfriend or husband?
Well, some of the conversations start off with, my boyfriend said, and so I never really let the sentence get past too much more than that, because I'm a firm believer that people need to enter into these procedures for themselves and eyes wide open. So I want to make sure that all of the procedures are done by that individual's request. I'm sure the conversations may start at home with significant others, by watching television, by watching, obviously, the media, looking at people who have more than enough buttock, and so that being the goal in some people's minds. Essentially, all of my patients need to convince me that they're doing it for them and not for some external reason.
Well, is the Brazilian butt lift the same as a buttock implant?
No, a buttock implant is essentially similar to a breast implant, which is a solid piece of material. So breast implants are like little shells with liquid on the inside. Some countries do have those for the butt, and mostly here in the United States, it's a solid piece of silicone with a curved edge that's placed under the muscle to add just projection to the buttock region.
Well, let's talk about physicians. Are there certain kinds of physicians that are qualified to do a Brazilian butt lift surgery?
Well, qualifications basically means has that doctor had training in it. There are a lot of doctors who have had broad training in lots of things cosmetic-wise, but essentially have they actually experienced training in augmentation of the buttock region itself, because that part of the anatomy is unique to every person, and then also the outcome is unique to every individual. So what was written probably 15 years ago, that there was an ethnic predilection for certain types of body looks, well, that's no longer true. So instead of automatically assuming what you think what somebody wants, the physician needs to make sure they have good communication skills with their patient and understand the desires of the end result from the patient, not from what literature has spoken to.
Is there some particular reason why some people lose more of the buttocks than others as they age?
Yes, there actually are some reasons. Some of it is genetic. If people are naturally thin, that would be one area that they will lose more fat. It's really the fat that they're losing. The second thing is actually inactivity, because there are three sets of muscles there. And so if people really don't do anything to literally work that buttock area, they will have a flattened appearance. Occasionally illnesses can contribute to this. If patients have had any type of disease process that may have allowed them to be bedridden for several months or 7 years, they would actually get a flattened buttock area. And also just an injury itself, say a fall onto the buttock region that may have actually injured a nerve to where the muscle is also disturbed, but also that overlying fat has died, and you actually see a depression in the buttock.
So could there be any underlying health concerns when it comes to having a, or how should I say it, could a flat buttock area lead to any kind of health issues?
Well, having a flat butt, that won't lead to any health issues, but a couple of things we do see in the medical community that will actually have flat buttocks as part of their disease process is HIV, which is where people lose body fat significantly in certain areas. So the hollowness of the face and the buttock area, specifically for untreated HIV patients, we see on a regular basis. Now, obviously not this much in this day and age where people are diagnosed earlier and they're on medications a whole lot faster. But those patients did have a certain type of look to them. But to your question, if you have a fat butt, is that going to now lead to any particular medical problem? Probably the only thing that comes to mind would be as you age and that overlying tissue gets even more thinner and smaller, the protrusion of the bones that you sit on would lead that person to at risk for bed sores.
Hmm. Wow. Well, what are some of the dangers associated with the Brazilian butt lift procedure when the doctor is unqualified?
Well, again, we talk about risks of any medical procedure, but if the doctor is not properly trained, the dangers would be those very same risks again, except they just go higher. So risk of infections, risk of deformity. We had to do lots of corrections when people just didn't have that procedure done properly. Again, there's always, risk of health complications without the proper training.
Okay. Well, even when the doctor is qualified to do the procedure, what else besides qualifications should a potential candidate consider?
Well, if a person is seeking out a physician to look at doing their procedure, one thing that they need to look at is how much of this does this person do. So, again, in the aesthetic industry, there's varied types of procedures that can be done, surgeries on the eyes, surgeries on the neck, facelift, breast, body, et cetera. What you want is somebody who actually does kind of that body area that you're most interested in a lot of, because the more they do, the better they get at it. And so if it's not readily available on a person's website, they can call to ask any office, well, how many do you do, or how many a month, how many have you done? These questions should easily be able to be ascertained before the first consultation appointment, and obviously looking at a physician's before and after pictures and seeing if their work represents a look that you like. And like I said, do some due diligence on your own.
All right. Well, what are some of the places that should be avoided by a potential candidate on her search for a Brazilian butt lift procedure?
A lot of people do travel outside of the United States to get these procedures done because of the cost tends to be lower. However, when that happens, you increase your risk of complications, one, from the traveling, and two, should you have any problems, you're more than likely going to have a difficult time finding a physician here in the United States that's going to be willing to take care of you because of the society that we live in. There's this kind of an unspoken statement amongst physicians, meaning if I didn't do it, I can't do anything to help you. And so I just caution people on doing international traveling to get cheap cosmetic procedures because a lot of people come back in dire kind of complications and straits because everybody is not willing to actually extend the olive branch and just take care of the patient. The second place is if it's truly not a non-medical facility. I hear lots of times that people are getting procedures in the backs of beauty shops or the back rooms of strip clubs. Those are the things that you kind of have to question as to, now I'm sorry, now who did this again and what was going on? People are not asking enough of the right questions, in all honesty. You know, they may be asking, oh, or reading, oh, this person had 600 cc's, meaning that's a transferable number to them, but they're not actually vetting that this is medicine, even if it just says, even if it is, actually is advertised as fat shots, people tend to just miniaturize that word out of the word medicine. But in piercing of the skin is a medical procedure.
Okay. Well, what are some of your do's and don'ts, Dr. Dodge, when it comes to educating people about the Brazilian butt lift operation?
Well, my first do is I say that people come in and ask for a Brazilian butt lift. I do not actually keep saying that term back to them because it's like false advertising. So I call the procedure exactly what it is. It's fat transfer, it's blood augmentation, it's fat injections. And so I don't keep putting a notion in their head that they, as I say, they can come in asking for it. Also, one thing to keep in mind, if you're using the word lift, that gives them the impression that something has fallen. And so just because someone doesn't have tissue there doesn't mean that anything has fallen. It just means that it may be slightly devoid of volume, or i.e. flat. So those are the do's and don'ts for me. Another don't for me is actually looking at a person who has perfectly adequate amount of body tissue in the gluteal region and saying just because you can pay for it, that means I will do it. I think that some people kind of want to emulate a couple of people in the media. And I personally feel that they are going in the wrong direction because that's a fad at this point in time. And I will tell a patient, I say, you look absolutely fine. Now, if you want to tweak this or that, we can do that. But making your butt, which I feel is already large, any larger, I won't do that. So basically being real with the patient is always on my list of the do's and the don'ts and basically travel to the won'ts. So that's very important for me.
All right. Well, who are some of the people who are definitely not candidates for the Brazilian butt lift? You may have already answered that.
Right. You are not a candidate for any type of buttock augmentation if, one, you have butt implants and you're trying to make it bigger, unless there is a problem with the implant, meaning sometimes they may be placed too superficially and you can see it through the skin, then yes, I have grafted fat around those. But just for the fact of having already a foreign substance in your body and just wanting to add on top of it, those are kind of tricky situations. Other candidates, again, are people who have great shapes already and we don't need to actually change anything. And people who have significant type of health problems are not good candidates. And so, again, we always have to consider the health of the patient when we're doing anything on them. And then the most common patient that is not a candidate is someone that does not have body fat. So very, very, very skinny people are not candidates for fat transfer procedures because they have no excess body fat.
Dr. Dodge, what should parents tell their children about the Brazilian butt lift if the conversation ever comes up?
Well, I definitely in this day and age with exposure to things, the parents should figure out how educated they are on it, on the procedure. Depending on the age of the child, I think it can be something that you can say, Google it. The second thing is to talk about, this is not something that you need to worry about if you're concerned talking to me about it as a child, because they're still going through a growing phase, and a lot of kids in the pre-adolescent age. Definitely their bodies are at all types of different stages. So where one young girl may be teased that she has no butt, and her peers appear to be a little bit more mature looking, basically just give it time and she's going to grow into her body. But actually trying to seek out cosmetic procedures as young individuals is definitely a no-no because they are constantly changing.
All right. Well, what is the average cost for the butt lift procedure anyway?
Well, so the fat augmentation to the buttock region is not done in an isolated procedure. It is on top of liposuction, so because that's when we're getting the fat. So depending on how many areas of body fat is removed, so the stomach, the sides, and the back, with that added in the Atlanta region, that can range anywhere from $9,000 to $15,000. California, we do know these procedures start at about $20,000 to $25,000 in Miami, about the same thing. So it all depends on, again, the qualification, expertise of the physician, your geographic location, and look, you know, if you what that doctor has to offer.
Okay. Well, you've called what is happening in the Brazilian butt lift underground world evil. What is so evil about what's happening?
Well, you know, again, we go from a concept of a injection technique that was started in Brazil that now has gone to take on a life of its own, which is basically injections into the buttocks that are being done in very non-sterile places, definitely done by non-physicians. So the evilness that actually turns to the ugliness is that women mostly have allowed a significant number of lay people inject foreign substances into their buttocks with the sole purpose of, one, circumventing the doctor's office mostly because they want a quick look fast. And so because of that, so household substances such as bathroom caulk and mineral oil and baby oil and some form of silicone that's not medical grade has been used extensively on a lot of women. And the bad thing is that, one, they don't know who did it and they don't know what's in their bodies. But what I am seeing a large, large percentage of people present to my practice with is extremely deformed bodies because those chemicals have now destroyed certain things in their bodies, and they started actually having lumps and bumps and things come up on them that they didn't anticipate, and the tissue does not feel real anymore. It becomes rock hard. And then the more extremes of it is that these patients actually are sick. They are physically sick. And so to the evil part of it, it's the ability to get this information out to people exists. However, the women that actually suffer from it are not actually telling other women to not do it in a good enough fashion for me.
Mm.
And that's where the problem is. You could probably go into most, you know, probably every fifth hair salon and find somebody and say, hey, I'm trying to find somebody to get some butt shots done, and somebody will give you some type of information. And somebody actually may be sitting there and had it done and won't say, oh, don't do this. This is going to change your life. Not in the way that you expect it.
Mm.
You have to have a, you know, better good Samaritan, be a good soldier type of mentality about this,
mm-hmm.
because it is a growing epidemic.
And that's really sad. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, would you like to share any final words or thoughts about the Brazilian butt lift procedure?
I have been doing this procedure as a mainstay of my practice probably a good 8 or 9 years now. And I have a lot of experience in it, and not to say that I do it so much, but what I do is I study it. I have traveled the world and worked with a lot of different physicians and look at all the different techniques and look at what is happening in the world. And so I can say this is a very popular technique globally. It is asked for in Europe. It is asked for in Asia. It is asked for, I have an office in Dubai. It's asked for in Dubai. It is something that, quote, unquote, everybody wants. Now, again, the main thing is having it done safely, having it done by a physician that you can go back to if you're having some problems, and being a responsible candidate, meaning, you know, follow instructions and do what the doctor tells you to do, and things will be okay. I think that any procedures that help people feel better about themselves actually does wonders from a positive mindset, and hopefully with the goal that they be more productive. It's not necessarily to just have something for somebody else to cover. Is when I do procedures, I want my patients to look good, feel good, and then do good. So I don't see that these procedures are going to go anywhere. I think probably as with more and more technology, we'll probably find them, to again, like with most things, find easier ways to actually get them done. But again, we need the lay people to just be a little patient and kind of do it the way that doctors do it the best right now.
All right. And let me ask you this question before we wrap up. Why did your company, Opulence Aesthetic Medicine, decide to become the title sponsor for the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta event on May 4th?
Well, why did we?
Yes.
Well, it was an easy decision to make. My day-to-day life is mostly dealing with women, and obviously I want to be involved with anything that helps women with making good and better choices for themselves, professionally, personally, and also that will help their families. And a little birdie said that this spark plug guy does really good programs, so I think that may have helped too.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
My office number is 770-591-3429, and we can be seen on our website at Aesthetic Arts by Opulence, AESTHETICARTS by Opulence, OPULENCE.com. And this is Dr. Nedra Dodds.
All right. What about Facebook and Twitter?
We have both. So they're all in Opulence Aesthetic Medicine.
All right. Well, Dr. Nedra Dodds, President of Opulence Aesthetic Medicine, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you, and have a good day.
You too. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women business owners in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another marvelous job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine is setting a new standard for the world when it comes to showcasing women business owners. We believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.
This is Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, VP of Ideas at People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. And I'd like to personally invite you to our third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta Spring Empowerment Summit. This event on May 4th will include a fashion show hosted and produced by Renee Noor, former Ebony Fashion Fair model. We have some phenomenal speakers lined up who will talk about the power that women bring to the table, leadership, how to win like a champion, door prizes, giveaways, and more. So come out and be inspired. At People You Need to Know magazine, we believe when women succeed, the nation prospers. Get your tickets now at UpliftWomen2013.eventbrite.com or call 770-9- 760-964-1000. That's 770-964-1000.
It's the Spring Summit to Empower Women, the third annual Helping Women Succeed in Atlanta. Saturday, May 4th. Call 770-964-1000.